You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you talk to you, so really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window, so I'm shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for a good blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to hour number two. And you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 5 to 8 p.m. on the West Coast and 8 to 11 p.m. on the East Coast. And we're really glad to be with you in this very, very, shall I say, conflicted state that America is in. That's about the nicest way I can put it. Cleaning it up for radio, of course. Man, oh man, oh man. I tell you, I never thought things would progress this quickly. And we'll be getting to that in just a moment with our next guest, Dr. Ted Brower of Health Masters. And speaking of Health Masters, Health Masters is the sponsor for this hour, healthmasters.com. And you've heard me sing the praises, from my back to my blood sugar to my knee. I've avoided the surgeon's knife in two of those three, and I was clearly headed for both. And the blood sugar's good today. It's under 100, doing well. Played nine holes of golf today, and even though I got a ruptured disc in my lower back, no pain. No pain. Didn't play that great today, but still, the pain wasn't the issue. And I owe it all to Health Masters. So we're really glad to have Ted on here. We're going to be talking about some things ranging from local current events to some of the latest medical frauds that are going on. So let's, without further ado, let's bring Ted in. And Ted, thanks for joining us on this Sunday evening. And have you done your part of your recovery from the hurricane that swept through your state?
You know, Dave, we were out of power for about 36 hours, but I had multiple backup systems, and I ended up being on a generator, a diesel-powered generator, for about 36 hours, and it was part of my RV system, and I ended up just spending the night in the RV, so we actually slept with air conditioning. And I told my wife, because it was so humid, I said, if I'm going to run the generator all night in this motorhome, I'm going to turn this thing on 50 degrees, and we're going to get some down comforters, and we're going to frost ourselves tonight, because I love sleeping in the cold. And so it was actually a very pleasant, very well-slept night, since we'd been up pretty much the whole night before with a storm going through. What we had done, we did a lot of preparation. We've had over 300 sandbags out, and we also ran two sump pumps, one in the backyard and one in the side yard. And what it did is it allowed us to pump water from the back of the house to the front of the house towards the where it drops off down the road, and so it kept the backyard from flooding. But guys, it's an interesting thing because, you know, we could do a whole show on prayer and how you avoid damage to your property, and we also only had a few tree limbs break loose, Dave, so we really had no damage whatsoever except for the power being out for 36 hours. But what they've done to Puerto Rico, whether it was because of a lack of payment and they defaulted on their $50 billion note and their lack of ability to get now back into the American bond market, or because they're doing a test with their geoengineering weather manipulation, or a combination of all of the above, or if they're trying to bring another 3 million Democratic voters into the state of Florida to try to keep Trump from winning a re-election, who in the world knows? Or if it was simply to punish Puerto Rico, I don't know. But all I know is this whole thing's getting worse with these storms, and if anybody really thinks that they don't control these storms, you really need to do some work on geoengineering as far as on the internet and take a look at the research that's been done and the patents that have been filed. And also we've got to ask ourselves another question, Dave. Why is Google hiring 1,000 journalists to flood newsrooms around the country? I mean, Google is ramping up its media presence with the announcement that they're going to be working with Report for America to hire 1,000 journalists around the country. Report for America basically is a new project that Google News is implementing. And unlike foreign or domestic service programs or public media, the Report for America gets no government funding. However, you can pretty much look at how they're being paid through Google News Lab, which, of course, is another front for the CIA operatives as far as I'm concerned. And also remember, if Google is putting the news out with 1,000 operatives, the website searches are going to be primarily those searches looking for more information on those particular topics, which will massively increase the Google traffic and also increase Google market share as far as a search engine, not that that needs to be increased, and it'll be more or less aimed at alternative search engines as far as putting them out of business. So what they're doing is hiring a bunch of boys and girls out there who are going to be forcing traffic into Google and taking away the alternative media's presence to the best of their ability. What do you think about that, Dave?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I did a podcast on that. And you're also referring to the kids coming in and trying to make a difference here on what Google will censor. You're right. On YouTube, they call it the HERO program, where kids as young as 13 years of age will be given discretion on what sites should be banned and which one should stay on board.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, also we have to realize that one-third of Americans are now saying that conservative websites should be completely blacklisted and cut off from the Internet. This is a poll by McLaughlin and Associates, and they want us completely and totally censored. And, of course, this list as far as the ones they hate, as far as us, are being put out by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So you can pretty much guarantee you that you have a bunch of Sabbatean Kabbalists, communists, agitators doing all of this. Now I want to stop for just one second because I don't like talking about the gay Kenyan because he's out of office, but I'm going to say something about him right now, and this is going to probably rake a few people over the coals on this because I don't like talking about him or the Wicked Witch of Benghazi. But here's the thing he's done, and I got to give him credit for this. You know, he was a community organizer before he ran for president, before he ran for the Senate, et cetera, et cetera. And the truth of the matter is, that's the grassroots. That's at the base of the community. That's in your town halls. That's in the cities and in the counties. And this is where the real grassroots effort occurs from a change standpoint. It's difficult to get the people in Washington to change, but if you can get it started from a grassroots level, you can get it moving pretty quickly. I know I have a neighbor who is across the street from us at my office. And the other day, we were out there doing some work in the yard and cutting some hedges, and the lady walked out. She's a black lady, real nice, and she walked out, and she started talking to me. And I finally asked her what she did for a living, because she was home in the middle of the day, and she told me she worked in disaster preparedness. Now, I try to get more information from her. She's home all the time. She's always home. I never see her leave the house, and I've never seen her drive away one time during the day. She works from home, so I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but the truth of the matter is, what in the world does she mean by disaster preparedness, and why is she being so clandestine? Could she be working for MoveOn.org or Black Lives Matter or a community organizer in our local area trying to put together subversive groups? Because, guys, these Antifa folks are communists, and the thing that these liberals aren't getting, the Antifa communists are saying, quote, Tim Pool did this. He said he's an independent journalist who has covered protests, including Occupy Wall Street and the Ferguson riots. He says the majority of the violent protesters are Antifa communists, and the common thread for all these groups is the desire to take down the U.S. An example is when they chant, no Trump, no wall, no USA at all. Now, this is what they're saying, and then they end up saying, liberals get the bullet too. Guys, if you're involved in this, if you're working with these guys, you don't seem to understand it's like the communist revolution. And same thing that Hitler did with his Night of the Long Knives. I mean, when you work with these guys and you have these guys help you to do these overthrows, if you're doing this or you're listening to the show, they're going to turn on you too. And before it's over with, when they're in control and their hellish New World Order is in place, you know, under Lucifer, they're going to start taking out the people that know how to move groups and move organizations. They're going to take the people out who helped them do the overthrow, which is exactly what happened in Russia and exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. Dave, what do you think?
Called them the brown shirts. You're exactly right, Ted. That's what they're going to do, and I've been talking about that. These people think they're going to have a seat at the table when all hell breaks loose, and they are deluded.
They are. Because the people who are in charge are going to realize how dangerous these people are, and when they start showing their true agenda, they don't want them to rise up against them. Because once they figure out that they've been had, that they've been duped, you know, basically by these community organizers, it's going to be a major, major problem. And one other thing I really want to talk to you about tonight, Dave, and then I want to do some nutrition stuff too, is I want to talk about America's slow-motion military coup. I mean, you know, nobody in a republic wants to hear or wants to be comforted to hear that generals have imposed discipline on an elected head of state. Now, this is the kind of crazy stuff you hear about with military juntas and coups around the world. We've seen this in Chile, Argentina, Turkey, Greece. That these days, however, it seems as though this junta system is making a comeback in the United States. with General James Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, General John Kelly, who has pretty much sequestered Donald Trump and not allowing any information to get to him that he does not want to get to him as of being the Chief of Staff, and General McMaster, who's the National Security Advisor. You know, these guys are pretty much ruling the White House and ruling the executive branch. And one of the first things that Trump did when he became the president of the United States, he signed over the foreign wars and foreign intervention and foreign strategies over these guys, giving them complete choice as far as what they wanted to do with their foreign policies. And that's why he said he would defer to his generals. Now, I'm not sure what this means, but I don't like this at all, Dave. It's almost as though when we talked about this last year, and you know, we were talking about, do you really think Trump's going to do anything when he gets in power? And my response was simply this. We, the people of the United States, have given our congressional leaders the rights to govern us and to make laws because they're our hirelings. They work for us. They're our employees. They, however, because they've been compromised, have given it over to the military-industrial complex. They've given it over to the CIA. The CIA has given it over to the Sabbatean Kabbalists, or the Luciferians, or the Druids, or the Wizards, whatever you want to call those nutbags that worship Satan. And they're basically running the whole show right now. And the sad part about this is, I'm not seeing a lot of light coming out of the White House as far as Trump having autonomy and the ability to do what he wants to do without tremendous pushback from all of these different people. And of course, we know that Jared and Ivanka Kushner's day, and we broke this on your show back in February, we broke the fact that these guys are Shabbat Kabbalists, that the Shabbat has been linked repeatedly to Mossad, and that these guys are one of the things they do is they do the fallen angel worship through the Kabbalah. And I'm not saying the Kushners are personally involved in this whatsoever, but all I can say is this. They have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to Shabbat, and we know Shabbat's linked to Mossad. So we've got a major problem in the White House with AIPAC and a lot of other people that are dual citizenship folks that are doing everything they possibly can to subvert what's going on with the Trump movement and pushing us more and more and more into the liberal agenda that we'd seen with Barack Obama and where Hillary Clinton was taking us, including war with Korea and war with Russia and the never-ending war in Afghanistan to protect the opium crops. All of this stuff is not boding well with me or with my psyche as far as what Trump's going to do or is capable of doing, Dave. And I've become very, very frustrated at this point, almost a year into his administration, thinking, what the heck happened? I mean, where's our wall? You know, why do we still have Obamacare that we can thank John McCain that we still have that mess running around? And why are we not continuing to debate the Obamacare disaster? Because John McCain's going to be dead pretty soon. He has a Galil brain tumor, but he had a terrible prognosis last week, and he basically said he's dying now, and they've told him that. He probably has less than 90 days to live. And the crazy thing about all of this is, why are they not working towards the repeal of Obamacare, which has taken away so much discretionary income from the American population, Dave, because of the incredibly high deductibles they have on that program now? Austin has a deductible with his health care with his wife. She's pregnant, my son, and his wife, that they have like a $10,000 deductible now on his health care that he's paying like $800 a month for, which means that not one part of the pregnancy, because they're using a midwife, will be paid for or covered, and he still has to pay $10,000 out, $11,000 out per year. What that does is that takes a huge percentage of the discretionary income. They also call it disposable income if you want to use a different term. I look at it as discretionary income because I don't think you should be disposing of your income. They take a big percentage of the discretionary income from people and they put it into the health insurers, into the basically the insurers who wrote Obamacare to bankrupt the retail sector of the economy. And it's not Amazon that's doing this. I mean, oh, don't get me wrong. Amazon's not helping local businesses with their Prime and everything else they do, but it's the primary fact that we've lost so much discretionary income because we're spending so much money for health care, so much money for medication, so much money for drugs. All of these things are doing the perfect Cloward Piven example of how to bankrupt the Republic, and they're doing it within this generation, and the rich get richer in Washington, the corrupt get more corrupt, the sickos get more sick. The pedophiles become more pedophilic, or what do you want to call it? And the sad part about all of this stuff is, Dave, is that we, the people, are left holding the bill for all of this nonsense with this funny money they print through the Federal Reserve System, and nobody is making a serious change or effort in Washington. I had a friend of mine this past week. He has a local friend of his down here in Florida who's running for a congressional seat out of Orlando. He told him he'd support him and come up to Orlando, and they met with a bunch of lobbyists. Not one person who they were speaking to, who were the lobbyists, not one person asked the congressional candidate who's basically a Republican, who's basically a libertarian, what his beliefs were. All they wanted to do was to know how much money he needed and how they could support him. They didn't care what he believed or what his plank or platform or anything else was, Dave. All they wanted to do was to get the money into his hands as quickly as they possibly could so they could control him from the very, very beginning. This is how politics works in Washington. My friend said, I cannot believe how corrupt that place is up there. I said, nope, that's what it is. Washington, D.C. is a cesspool of a pentagram that was put together by the founding fathers with an open leg to hold the seething energies of Lucifer in, according to Albert Pike and his rules, his morals and dogma that he wrote back about 1860 after he was pardoned by Johnson, which caused Johnson to end up getting impeached, one of the primary reasons. This is the man who took over for Lincoln. And, of course, Albert Pike being the most decorated Confederate war general and also the head of the Masonic lodges here in the United States, a huge, huge member of the Masonic lodges. And he is the only general that has the distinction that I saw when I was in Washington 2 years ago of having a huge statue to Albert Pike right in Washington, D.C., right close to the White House, Dave. So we've got a major mess going on. So what's going on with these generals, and what can we do to help them? Is Trump in trouble, Dave?
Well, I do think he's being sequestered, and I don't even know how much he realizes it because he lives in a cocoon. And then you look at these generals. Yeah, he's, let's put it this way. Trump has been given his talking points by the generals. It's really clear. But you look at it, at the generals and what their objectives are, that's the $64 million question. Who do these generals serve? My suspicion, and I know there's a big war going on inside the Pentagon, but my suspicion is that the military-industrial complex, i.e., the Rothschild bankers, they're calling the shots.
Oh, that's exactly right, because they are the Sabbatean Kabbalists. I went to see that new Tom Cruise movie about SEAL. And you know, his running of the cocaine with the CIA back in the 70s and 80s. And it was a very interesting, eye-opening movie. I don't like really watching R-rated movies, but I wanted to see this movie and see what the intent of this movie was. Some of it's just Hollywood. It's not really true. It didn't happen the way they say that it did from a historical standpoint. But if you really want to know what happened back then with Iran-Contra and also with the stuff that the Colombian drug cartels and how the CIA set this up to run these drugs into the United States, watch the movie, if you can get it online. Jerry Falwell did it, Clinton's Circle of Power, and there's another one they did, the Clinton Chronicles, those two. Clinton's Circle of Power, available for free on YouTube, and basically Clinton, the Clinton Chronicles, and then you'll get a real good idea of what's going on. In fact, in that movie, when he basically was told, the prosecutors were told not to prosecute him, they received a letter, or a phone call from Bill Clinton, governor of Arkansas, in the movie. And in that movie, there was another scene that I had read, if this is accurate information, that they're actually going to show an actor playing the part of Bill Clinton getting a lap dance in a local strip club as part of his payment for what he was doing for Barry Seal. So the whole thing about this is nuts. If you don't mind some bad words, I wouldn't take any children to it. I wouldn't take your wife to it. But if you want to watch an interesting movie on how the CIA ran the drugs out of Colombia and set up the Medellin drug cartel, watch that movie. It'll get your attention. It's really, really interesting. And Tom Cruise did an excellent job in his portrayal. Of course, the real SEAL was probably 300 pounds, and he was pretty much a lowlife. Tom Cruise actually made him look good in the movie, Dave.
Well, take it with a grain of salt. That's what I'm going to tell you. I looked into that movie, and you take it with a grain of salt.
That's right.
You know, there's been, I've reported on this, Ted. The drugs that came in from the cartels out of Peru, out of Colombia, and really out of the Middle East through those two groups, it was sanctioned by our government, and they only agreed to interdict 20% of the drugs.
And you know what was funny, Dave? They had about 30,000 pages of information that were available on SEAL in Arkansas 20 years ago. Now suddenly all that's been lost and it's been classified, and now there's only like two or 3,000 pages left that you can actually view. It's kind of like the files on John F. Kennedy were supposed to be released a few weeks ago, and the CIA has simply lost the files. The FBI lost the files. They don't know what happened to the files. I mean, we have been taken over by a coup with the death of John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy was killed for various reasons, including Executive Order 11110, and of course the stuff that he told to Marilyn Monroe concerning Roswell. That was all information that was going to be coming out, plus he was going to dismantle the CIA, and he wanted the troops out of Vietnam because he knew we were there in the Cambodian Triangle to protect the drugs that were being brought in, and he wanted all that stuff stopped. And of course, to me, he's the best president we had this past century, and number two would be Ronald Reagan, certainly not the socialist Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was a communist and who was absolutely awful, and certainly not Harry Truman, and certainly not Eisenhower, and certainly not our boy Woodrow Wilson, who brought us the Federal Reserve, and certainly not Teddy Roosevelt, who did a third-party split to allow Roosevelt to come into power. Because I always remember Roosevelt and Taft, when they ran against each other, if I remember right, one of those or both of those guys were involved with Skull and Bones. So it's pretty interesting when you start digging back into these secret societies and how they work together to cause mayhem on the United States. By the way, speaking of Afghanistan and drugs, more than a third of the U.S. adults were prescribed opiates in 2015. This is being done to get people addicted to opiates so they can get their heroin from the streets and also from the drug pushers, peddlers of actual prescription pills that are being produced in off-site pharmaceutical laboratories around the world, being brought in through the CIA, through the mafia, to fund these types of drugs. And the thing we have to also realize, and this is very, very important as far as the deaths associated with the flu, with the drugs, right now in the United States, this is a crazy statistic, drug overdose deaths now in the U.S. kill more Americans every year than the entire Vietnam War. That's a crazy statistic. But the reality is this. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people are dying from drug overdoses every single year. But yet, the Democrats refused to protect the border from drug cartels. And, of course, Ronald Reagan did the same thing with Iran-Contra and what was going on with South America when he was president, and almost cost him his White House and pretty much rendered him completely ineffective the last 4 years of his White House. And so a lot of people don't realize that a lot of things that Reagan did really weren't so good. By the way, we have 10 corporations right now that have a monopoly on almost everything you buy at the supermarket. Of course, these are all owned through interlocking corporate directorships by the mega banks. I include PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, Unilever, Danone, General Mills, Kellogg's, Mars, Associated British Foods, and Mondelez. Each of these companies makes billions of dollars each year in revenue and spread their presence across the entire globe. They control pretty much all of the food supply in the United States, which tells you if they want to give you GMO foods, you're going to get GMO foods. Look what just happened with the purchase by Amazon of Whole Foods and how they were making too big of a dent in the market, and now they can feed us whatever they want. Another good article came in, and they were talking about why are Americans so sick? In the early 1900s, infectious diseases day were the leading cause of death in the United States. We had tuberculosis, pneumonia, diarrhea. They caused about 30% of the deaths. However, at the end of the 20th century, deaths from chronic degenerative diseases such as heart attacks, cancer, and strokes have replaced deaths from infectious diseases. And there's also been an epidemic of autoimmune diseases, primarily from leaky gut. And we're going to talk about that in just a few more minutes, and celiac disease and lupus and multiple sclerosis. And a lot of that's been linked directly now to immunizations and also to the GMO foods and the poisons and the glyphosate that they're putting into the food supply. So, guys, it's really important to understand that if you don't feel good, if your energy is absolutely awful, why do you think, you got to ask yourself a question, if you keep doing what you've done to get to the mess you're in right now, are you having any better choices or any better luck or any better health? I told people the other night on my show, Dave, I said, here's the thing. If you simply do one thing, if you stop eating out in restaurants, just stop eating out in restaurants, you can save so much money per month that you can afford to go organic at your home in almost every single case. A lot of people I know are spending anywhere from $500 to $1,000 to $2,000. The most I ever saw was $3,000 a month eating out in restaurants. And what the irony was is this. You're gonna love this. Years ago, I had a friend of mine come over for dinner. Now, these guys eat out in restaurants literally every day because his wife really can't cook worth a hoot. And I'm not picking on her because he should learn to cook if she can't cook. And these are health people. They manufacture health products, but they eat out in non-organic restaurants every single night. Well, they come over to our house, and we feed them an organic meal, and they eat the meal. Well, the following time they came over, they got a bunch of kids. We ordered a bunch of just takeout pizzas. They weren't organic, and they refused to eat them. And I started laughing, and I said, you guys are funny. You eat non-organic food every single day, every single night you go out. You do not eat organic at home, but when you come to my house, if we feed you something that's not organic, you don't want to eat it. I said, this makes no sense to me. See, guys, we can't be hypocritical like this. Either we're going to be in this or we're not going to be in this. Either we're going to be taking our supplements and eating the right kind of foods or we're not. Just don't be wishy-washy down the middle. We've got a brand new book that's coming out, Dave. It's called Eat Clean and Be Healthy. Man, is it a book. Oh, my gosh. It has over 150 delicious recipes, and it's how the growers eat every single day here at our home. And it's called Eat Clean and Be Healthy. And you can't copy that title and get the website because I've already gotten all that. I learned one time, Dave, I gave out a name of something that I was thinking about doing, and the next day I get an email that somebody had already gone to GoDaddy, picked up the doggone name, and they were going to try to sell it back to me and force me to pay them a ransom to get the name back that I just come up with. So we have eatdrinkandbehealthy.com, .org, .everything. And so you don't have to worry about, and we also have eatdrinkbehealthy. We got that one too, .everything. So you guys, if you're listening and you want to do that in another country, just try to save yourself some time and not do that, because, guys, it's going to be a phenomenal book, and we're actually going to put a website together just for that book, but we haven't done that yet. But it will be available on the Health Masters site probably within 3 to 4 weeks. So I just wanted to give you guys a preliminary update on that. By the way, fluoride has now been shown to cause 12 unwanted side effects. I've been telling you guys this for years and years. And it's not that it's not been known, but nobody wants to talk about it because it's in the water supply, and the municipalities want to pretend like it doesn't do anything. It causes cognitive problems. It lowers IQ. It impairs thyroid function because it's a halogen. It increases the risks for diabetics who are exposed to fluorine because it messes up the insulin absorption and use in the body, increases glucose intolerance. It also increases your risks of heart attacks. It can also weaken your bones. It can damage your DNA, contributes to cancer. It can cause crippling skeletal fluorosis. It can cause intestinal problems. It can cause problems with fertility. It can make you servile and infertile. It can cause endocrine disruption. It can cause kidney disease. And it can cause all kinds of toxicity masquerading as arthritis. And it massively reduces sperm count. Guys, if you don't have a water distillation system, you need to go to healthmasters.com, use the CSS5 coupon for the Common Sense Show, get a 5% discount on our countertop water distiller. It's like $300, $400, whatever it is. It's phenomenal. That includes your freight and everything else. It's a phenomenal product, and we can get it to you in a couple of days, and you'll get all the chlorine, all the fluorine, all the trihalomethanes, all of the lead, all of the mercury, all of the arsenic, all of that stuff out. Remember, if you're drinking well water right now, or you're using a gravity-fed filter, you're not getting this stuff out. You aren't getting this stuff out of your water. I mean, I don't recommend anybody ever uses a well because of the atrazine poisoning and the Roundup and glyphosate poisoning that's in our groundwater now, Dave. I always tell folks, you know, you can use a well if you had to in a survival setting, and you can use a gravity filter if you had to. I've got multiple gravity filters. I would actually set up a series of three of them. Run my first set of water through the first one, then that water that got cleared, I'd run through the second one, and then I'd run through the third one before I gave it to my family. But guys, you got to think through this for a second. Even if I put well water and tried to drink it, I'd run it through the gravity filter first. When you use distillation, it takes the water and it boils it. It turns it to steam. It leaves all of the poisons in the bottom of the boil tank. Now, fluorine and chlorine will go to gas when it starts boiling. And so there's volatile gas vents on the condensed condensation coils, which allow that fluorine and chlorine gas to escape. And then that steam goes through those pipes and then goes down into a holding tank and drips into the bottom, stores up to 12 gallons of water with the bigger distillation system, which is about $2,000. And it'll pump water to your refrigerator, giving you distilled ice cubes and distilled water at the refrigerator tap. And it even comes with a gooseneck faucet, and it'll give you distilled water at your kitchen sink. You say, well, how important is that? I don't know what to say. I just told you all the chemicals and all the compounds, including calcium carbonate, in spring water, which can massively increase the risks of heart disease and hardening of the arteries. You've got to learn that distillation is the only true form of purity as far as water. Now, there are other ones that are also good, like reverse osmosis, but distillation is the best. When we go on the road and we end up going to on a campground or something or campsite, and we're gone for 2 or 3 weeks, we'll take like 20 or 30 gallons of distilled water with us in glass gallon jugs. But then what we do is we run out, we'll go to the local grocery store, excuse me, and a lot of them have what's called a reverse osmosis filter system and they'll charge you like 29 cents a gallon for RO water. That water's fine too, you know, if you have to have a pinch of water. It's not as good as the distilled, but it's still a lot better for you than any of the gravity fed or any of the charcoal filters. All you're going to do with the charcoal filters primarily is take chlorine out and make it taste better. You're not going to get the fluorine out with charcoal filters. It doesn't work. like the Brita filters. All they're going to do is get the chlorine, part of the chlorine out, and some of the contaminants out, maybe some trihalomethanes, but you're not going to get any of these heavy metals out of your water, including all of the water they're spraying down the way. By the way, all the water in the aquifers are being soaked down, Dave, with aluminum and barium and strontium from the chemtrails. It's gotten so bad here in Florida, our soil is so poisoned that almost our entire citrus crop now is laying in ruins from the soil that's been contaminated with the aluminum and has poisoned these trees. I mean, we have literally been wiped out of citrus in central Florida and throughout Florida, primarily, in my opinion, because of the chemtrails. And by the way, there's a 4,250% increase in fetal deaths reported to VIRS, which is the where you report this as far as their deaths, to women after they're, to pregnant women. In other words, their children are miscarrying and dying. 4,250% greater chances of that day when a pregnant woman gets a flu shot. I cannot believe they're promoting flu shots. Before this whole vaccination thing took over the country to try to reduce the population, and before Ronald Reagan in 1986 gave them complete and total immunity from all the poison they pumped into us, people never touched pregnant women as far as with drugs. We learned that disaster with the thiamine disaster back in the 50s, Dave, and all these kids that were born with these deformed limbs. And we understood that when a woman is pregnant and she's having a baby develop in her, you can't afford to cause DNA damage to that child. This isn't just doing DNA damage. This is killing these kids. A 4,250% increase in fetal death when you're pregnant and you get a flu shot. What do you think about that crazy statistic, Dave? Isn't that nuts?
Well, I go into my doctor's office, oh gosh, a week ago, and I found the bad spot on my arm, so go get it checked out. At the counter, have you had your flu shot? The person taking my blood pressure, have you had your flu shot? The doctor comes in, have you had your flu shot? Someone's getting paid a bonus.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. But a few months ago, my daughter cut her finger on a nail up in North Carolina. We had to take her to the walk-in center to get a couple stitches. First thing, have you had your flu shot? Are you current on this? Are you current on this shot? This shot, this shot, this shot. And I couldn't even believe it. And finally, I looked at the lady and I said, look, my doctor in Central Florida takes care of my children. They take care of all that. So, no, we're not getting a flu shot today. I never answered the question. My kids obviously have not had flu shots. But I didn't want to cause that problem in that emergency setting of them wanting to know, why haven't your children had flu shots? Guys, they go nuts over this stuff. It's like the hepatitis shot when a baby's born. Now they want to give a shot at the very moment of birth with the hepatitis shot, with sustained released capsules of all of the vaccines at one time to cause who knows what damage to that child, because more and more people have begun to realize that vaccines are incredibly poisonous and they're causing a major, major problem with kids coming down with all these horrible types of diseases. Now, it was interesting because at Baylor University a few weeks ago, Dave, Dr. Carol Baker, she actually teaches in the medical school there, and she said this, I watched her do it on her doggone video. They videotaped this. She actually was so upset that she said the only way that we can get, she's a professor of pediatrics, she said the only way we could get proper vaccine rates in the United States is we had to get rid of the whites in the United States. She goes, let's just get rid of the whites in the United States. No, she said this. This is what she said. And then she goes on to say, the immigrants get all the vaccines. She goes, listen, this is so nuts. She goes, it is the well-educated, in terms of pieces of paper and paper on the wall, who are the vaccine refusers. I mean, I don't even know how to respond to this. Here's this lady saying that the most educated segment of the population is saying don't do vaccines, but they're white people, she's saying, and we need to get rid of all of the whites in the United States. I thought this was a joke until I pulled up the meeting. You can watch it online, and you can actually hear this nutbag say this. Guys, this is how they really feel. When they get brainwashed by that vaccine monopoly with all the money they get paid, remember, Blue Cross Blue Shield, if a doctor, a pediatrician, has 100 kids in his office that have received all their immunizations, he gets a $40,000 bonus at the end of that year. If he has 200 kids that have received those, he gets a $80,000 bonus at the end of the year. This is with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Now, you think through that for a second. That's why so many of these pediatricians, when you come into their office and you say, I don't really want to do this vaccine this way, or I don't want to do vaccines until my child goes to school, or I don't want to do it this way, or I don't want to give them any vaccines at all. They dismiss you as a patient and tell you to get out. Why? Because they can't reach their compliance ratings, and they don't want you to be that 99th person that won't do what you're supposed to do and then lose $40,000 over you. Now, you say, well, they can't be that mercenary. Guys, they're that mercenary. The only one that I know who was a pediatrician who wasn't that mercenary, and I didn't know him personally, but he wrote a book called Confessions of a Medical Heretic. His name was Dr. Robert Mendelson. And then he was also a pediatrician, and he wrote another book on how to have a healthy child in spite of your pediatrician. That's what he said in the book. And he made all the talk show circuits, Dave, back in the 80s. The guy was in phenomenal health, phenomenal shape, thin man, worked out all the time, ate clean. All of a sudden, they find him dead in his bed one morning, just dead in his bed. You know, no autopsy, cremated immediately, or whatever they did to him. I don't remember the exact statistics on what they did to him. But the point is, there was never any inquiry into his death as far as foul play. But he was making all of the major news shows. And this is before, you know, this is right at the same time when they were trying to push that the vaccine manufacturers had full blanket immunity. And he wrote a really good article. You can read it. It's called Vaccine Roulette. And it talks about how what happens if you're playing Russian roulette or vaccine roulette with your child, and you just happen to be one of those children that comes down with autism, with one right now in 40 to one in 60 with autism in the United States, and with them saying at MIT that by 2025, one in two will have autism, by 2035, all boys will have autism, and by 2037, all girls will have autism. There's something going on, Dave, and nobody wants to talk about it. And all of this stuff is this massive population reduction in the country, in the world, because in the third world nations, we're having about 100 million new babies being born every year to increase the population of the planet. And rather than trying to control that, which they don't seem to be able to, because they tried to wipe Africa out with AIDS and they didn't get that done, bless their hearts. I guess they tried so hard they couldn't develop a virus that would kill everybody fast enough. How sick are these people? What ends up happening is we have a situation now that now they're coming after us and the first world, and trying to come after our fertility rates and make them even lower than they already are in order to reach parity on the population and to reduce the population of the planet. This is from the Jason Committee back in the 50s when they said one of the primary things they had to do was to get the population of the planet down and stabilized. So I don't know where in the world they're getting this stuff from as far as how they're going to do all this stuff. You know, why don't you just start teaching proper contraceptive to third world nations? Better yet, why don't we stop sending aid to third world nations, letting them have 14 children and not work anywhere and basically be given food and money for free all the time, and maybe we slow down that growth?
I know the answer to that question. They don't make money on the deaths if they can't treat the demise. They want a period of decline so they can make money on it.
You're absolutely right, Dave, but in the third world countries, they don't do much treatment with these people. They just let them die. When I was in Kenya a few years ago, I was in Nairobi. Oh, gosh, this has probably been 15 years ago now. And I remember I couldn't believe it. There were literally thousands of people standing on the street corner, not going anywhere, all dressed up. I mean, just standing there. I mean, they weren't, like, going to work. They were standing there. They weren't moving. They were static. They were just there. They were just, nobody was moving. They were just talking to each other, standing there. And finally, I asked the guy that I was going on the safari with, you know, who's a black guy, a real nice guy, I asked him, I said, why are all these people just standing around? He goes, well, they don't have anything else to do. You know, they just like to sit around and talk. He goes, and I said, what about all these kids running around on the median down there on the highway? You know, with these little campfires. He goes, well, these are all the orphans from all the AIDS victims. He goes, the life expectancy in our country is extremely low. In some parts of Kenya, we have 100% of the people infected with AIDS. The problem is they're able to have 4, 5, and 6 kids before they die, and then they die with AIDS in their 20s or mid-20s, and then they have all of these children that are running around that are completely uneducated, and they have no place to live. We can't support them. We don't have that type of infrastructure. So they're living on the streets and living in the medians on the highways. And he goes, this is where we are right now. So rather than trying to destroy the population of the United States and other countries that are actually trying to do the best they possibly can to help a bunch of other countries, they really need to go in and try to do educational programs for these third world countries and stop providing so many government subsidies and so much help to these people, allowing them to continue. We're enabling them to have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 children. We're enabling that because of the money that we give away to these countries. And I'm going to say this again. All of our foreign aid, as far as I'm concerned, as long as we're borrowing money from the Rothschild Bank, from these Sabbatean Kabbalists, as long as we're borrowing money from these clowns, and we're continuing to go into debt deeper and deeper and deeper every single year with our deficit spending, why in the world are we putting money on credit cards to give it to countries that absolutely hate us? If you drive around the world right now, and you fly around the world, you go to these different countries, everybody hates Americans all over the planet because they see us as an aggressor nation because of what we've done in the Middle East. They're absolutely scared to death of us, and they hate us. And then when we start talking to them, they always say, well, we know Americans are nice and that your government's out of control, but your government's destroying the entire planet. So, you know, you guys are awful. Now, these are the same countries that we're giving aid to because we're basically bribing our way into these countries to make sure we maintain our 1,000 military bases and landing strips around the world so we continue to harvest organs and run them through the CIA and through the mafia and launder money and send drugs and human trafficking to these 1,000 lily pad frog bases, you want to call them, wherever the jets pop in and pop out. This is exactly, if you watch that movie with Tom Cruise, this is exactly what they did. They actually set up runways in different parts of Colombia and Nicaragua for these planes to come in to pick up their payload of these drugs so they could distribute them back to the United States. That's what the CIA does. They set up these lily pad places all over the planet, and they've got to bribe these countries to maintain these bases, and that's why we're giving away so much aid to feed the $1.3 trillion heroin influx into the United States every year. I have to stop talking about it. I'll get upset. High dosage of vitamin C now has been shown to fight blood cancer and stop it from spreading, new study says, which, of course, vitamin C intravenously is amazing what it does. L-glutamine. We have L-glutamine at the office. I take 2 scoops of it every day in my protein shake. It has actually been shown to help heal leaky gut and speed up the metabolism and help to maintain lean muscle weight. A huge percentage of the skeletal muscle is made out of L-glutamine. It also improves gastrointestinal health, helps to heal ulcers and leaky gut. It's an essential neurotransmitter in the brain, helps with memory, improves irritable bowel syndrome and diarrhea, promotes muscle growth, improves athletic performance, improves metabolism, curbs cravings for sugar and alcohol. I mean, it helps to fight cancer and improves diabetes and blood sugar. This is one of those products that you cannot not miss. You've got to take this every single day, at least 2 scoops of this, just to, if anything, to maintain your lean muscle mass as you grow. Because remember, Dave, you and I are both in our 60s now, and every 10 years after the age of 30, every decade past the age of 30, you lose about 7% of your lean muscle weight every 10 years if you don't do resistance training. And so what I always tell folks is take care of
it. I want to thank you for that downer there.
No, you're welcome, Dave. But it's very important. And also, that's why we use the HGH Stimulate. Every day I take 2 scoops of the HGH Stimulate. I take 2 scoops of the L-glutamine. And you can go to the website. I'm 62 years old, and I'm in good shape for a 62-year-old guy. And I don't look like I'm 20 years old anymore. I don't do that. I mean, Dawson's, he's in his 20s. You see what he looks like on the website. But for a 62-year-old guy, I mean, got a full head of hair. I don't color my hair at all. And I feel great and have tremendous energy. And no, I haven't drunk any coffee today. And yes, I always have this much energy. And so it's one of those things that, you know, I take my HGH Stimulate twice a day. It really helps me with my workout. It gives me a great pump when I work out. And I tell you what, it really helps to burn body fat, increase lean muscle mass. And when you stack it with the L-glutamine, it's a phenomenal stack for what it does to maintain that muscle weight and maintain flexibility and maintain your strength as you get older. Because, guys, listen to me. You don't want to be that guy who's the victim. You know, men have to be. And I always try to explain this to my wife. You know, men have to be that guy that's going to protect their family all the days they're alive. They have to do that, whether they're doing it physically or they're doing it with a weapon or whatever they have to do. We've got to be as healthy as we possibly can, as long as we possibly can, to be as active as we possibly can, so we can be as intervention-minded as we possibly can to help stop things. Because, guys, we're going to come to a time in this country, guys, where it's going to be a mess. I don't want to be a foreboder of bad news here, but the reality is this. It's one of those things that we've got to take a look at what's happening in the United States. This military-industrial Sabbatean banking complex is firmly in charge of the United States right now. Goldman Sachs is running the country right now because of Donald Trump's appointees, who are all probably Sabbatean Kabbalah. So we saw that with that Dutch banker who talked about the child sacrifice, where he finally had enough of it and walked away. This is a major problem that we have going on with the pedophilia and the child sacrifices. So we have to be as healthy as we possibly can physically. We've got to get off the fluorine. We've got to get off the chlorine. We've got to get off these halogens. And we've got to take care of our thyroid gland. We've got to make sure we get 12.5 milligrams of potassium iodide every day. We have the best price on potassium iodide. It's nascent iodine. I mean, everybody else is selling this stuff for like $50, $60 a bottle. I think ours is like $19.95. And it's 12.5 milligram dosing. I mean, it's phenomenal value. And when you use the CSS coupon, you get 5% off on top of that. Guys, it's so important that we all understand that if we have a major reactor leak, or if we have some major hassle like we had in Cuba, that these guys tried their best to wipe the state of Florida out like they did Cuba. Okay? And we all got together and we prayed. I mean, we prayed and prayed and prayed. And we put a stop to that mess. But the reality is this. this is a major problem that we're going to have with weather warfare. I mean, the weather, you look it up on the website, you look up Google it, say, weather warfare, owning the weather by 2025. And you pull up the entire manual that the Army put together way back in the 90s on what they were planning on doing by 2025. So you can't say this is conspiracy theory because of all the patents that have been filed with all these planes that you watch spraying this junk on us. By the way, another study has just come out. It's shown that statin drugs that help to lower cholesterol, which you don't need to lower cholesterol, it's going to lower testosterone, have also been found to, again, accelerate arterial calcification, which means you get hardening of the arteries from statin drugs. Another statin drug study shows that cholesterol-lowering drugs have found to damage peripheral nerves. So you start having all kinds of problems with nerve damage in your body and in your back and in your feet if you're taking statin drugs. Guys, to me, statin drugs are the worst product I've ever been pushed on the American population. I mean, they drop your cholesterol down so low, your brain turns to mush, your testosterone goes to mush, your sex drive goes to mush, your memory goes to mush, everything happens to you like all at once, and you feel absolutely horrible, and your muscles ache. I mean, it's the horrible, horrible, and your arteries go to stone. I mean, on top of everything else, your arteries go to stone? Well, what's it supposed to be doing if it's not doing anything to stop your artery from going to stone? It's nonsense. By the way, taking antidepressants in pregnancy may actually raise the risks of autism in these children, a new study suggests. And the Netherlands are now funding euthanasia, Dave, for alcoholics. They're saying that if you're an alcoholic and you want them, if you want to have them come in and you want them to kill you, they will kill you. I mean,
well, Portland is moving in that, Ted, Portland's moving in that direction too. They've had a bill, two attempts now, to allow euthanasia for the terminally ill and the mentally ill. And under mental illness, alcoholism qualifies. So we're seeing this here in this country now. The effort is there to bring forced execution to the mentally questionable and to the unhealthy.
Well, this is what Hitler did. I mean, Hitler did the same thing. I mean, we have to understand something, guys. Eugenics has been around for a long time. It's been around since the 1800s. I mean, this has been going on since Darwin. And, you know, and Margaret Sanger, Hillary's buddy, and of course she got the Sanger Award. She was probably the biggest racist of the planet's ever seen. She absolutely hated black people. And it's sad to me because, I mean, she's been eulogized and set up on such a pedestal by the extreme left, including Hillary Clinton, and nobody wants to talk about her racist statements and views and how she was just a complete and total nightmare. I mean, this lady was a eugenicist. She wanted to literally wipe out the entire population of black people in the country. I mean, she's nuts. I mean, you know, we don't do genocide. We don't exterminate entire races. I mean, we don't do stuff like that. I mean, who does stuff like that? Margaret Sanger was pushing for that. Of course, the Democratic Party was pushing for that. And of course, Hillary Clinton, you know, is proud to accept the Margaret Sanger Award. I mean, these guys, if they only had the truth told about them, Dave, if instead of having millions of people listening to your show and my show, if we had 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 million listening, even Alex Jones has a huge footprint, it can make a huge difference. That's why Alex Jones gets attacked all of the time, simply because he basically, you know, is saying stuff that the mainstream media doesn't want him to say. Now, some people criticize Alex because he doesn't go as far as we do on the fringe part of the alternative media, but the reality is this. I mean, he is the tip of the spear, and he's the one that's made it possible for a lot of us to have our own talk shows and continue to do what we've done. And he's the one who takes all the heat from the mainstream guys. I mean, they don't know who we are. Of course, they know who you are, Dave, because of all the stuff you write all the time. But the reality is this. We've got to do something. You know, when I basically decided to start my talk show 2 or 3 years ago, it was because I realized that the good Lord had more for me in my life than just being in a retirement mode and playing golf. See, that's what we all have to do. We all have to figure out that we don't want to be like that, that we want to continue to work until we're ready to leave this planet. And we have to have a goal and a dream and a vision for ourselves. The Bible says, without a vision, my people perish. And we all have to have that. But guys, again, I want to thank you for listening to the show for the past hour. I want to thank you for supporting Health Masters and the Common Sense Show. I want to thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. We have them in powder, in tablet, and also in chewable form. My wife had ridges on her fingernails. She started taking the powder multiple, and the ridges completely went away on her fingernails within 2 weeks. I personally take the multiple powder. Phenomenal. It tastes great, and it's very easy to assimilate into your body and to digest. So we have all kinds of great products at Health Masters, including distillation systems and different types of vitamins that you can get and support alternative radio. And, you know, we're a sponsor of Dave's show, and we're proud to be that, and we really appreciate Dave, and we love what he does, and we love the guys that listen to his show, and we love you guys when you listen to our show. And we just want you to know that, you know, without you taking care of us and helping us and supporting us, we simply couldn't be here in the alternative range. So thank you again for supporting us and for being here. And if you don't can't get vitamins or whatever because you don't have the money to do it, if you'll simply pray for Dave and pray for us, that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. Dave, do you have anything else we need to talk about?
Well, I think that's about it. I'll tell you, you got about an hour and a half in an hour, and I really appreciate that. I do have one other thing, though. You know, you're my first stop before I go to my doctor. Well,
okay.
Always. Don't go to Greece again when something bad's going to happen to you. Okay, that's something.
I didn't know. You should have just picked up. You could have called me on my cell phone. It worked in Greece.
I had no idea. I knew you were gone, and I'm suffering for 5 days. I didn't sleep 3 hours any given night in those 5 days. I had the back trouble, and I'll tell you, within 5 minutes of rubbing the magnesium sports oil on, the pain was totally gone. It was absolutely phenomenal. I did want to bring up one thing, though. People who patronize Health Masters can use a coupon code. Ted's alluded it once or twice here in the broadcast, CSS5 for the Common Sense Show. And that'll get you 5% off. And I'll tell you, you don't have to convince me. These are great products. And you don't have to convince the Hagmans. I mean, we've already been beneficiaries of the handiwork. So, Ted, tell people when your show airs, and that's going to take us right up until the end.
Global Star, every day, 3 to 4 in the afternoon. If you go to healthmasters.com, you can get the links on that. You can also look at it and listen to it on the archives with iTunes, and you can also call the phone number that we have available that's you can dial anytime, 24 hours a day, and listen to the show anytime you'd like on your telephone while you're driving down the road, and you can do it on your Bluetooth on your telephone and be hands-free and not be charged any minutes as far as any time on the computer as far as any type of data stream. So you'll really enjoy the telephone. A lot of people listen to it on that, and a lot of people listen to it on iTunes. So, guys, thanks again for having me on, and thanks for supporting the Hodges Show and our show and for Health Masters, guys.
Well, Ted, thanks so much for joining us. God bless you. I'm glad you came through the hurricane in good shape, and look forward to talking to you again, my friend.
Thanks, man. Good night.
Good night. Well, that's Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com, and you wonder why I talk about Ted's products so much? Because I can stand erect. That's why. I mean, God knows where I would be right now. I abused my body badly as an athlete when I was young. I mean, I played when I shouldn't have played. I played hurt, and I had this Iron Man mentality. I look back on it now, kind of stupid. At the time, I thought it was a sign of macho. But now I look at it as a sheer sign of absolute ignorance. And I was a freshman, just tell this story real quick. This is how ignorant I was. I had 102-degree temperature in the second round of the national tournament that I was playing in. And the doctor looked at me and said, you have 102 temperature, but I think you can probably play. Just drink lots of fluids when you're done. Well, he didn't look at me close enough. I had strep throat. Strep throat went to pneumonia. I got through that tournament, but I spent a week in the hospital. Rheumatic fever could have resulted from that. So that's why I always check in with Ted. Ted, this is what's going on. What do you think? He's my first stop for diagnoses. Anyway, that brings us up to the end of the hour. We're going to be joined by Dane Wigington, and we're going to talk about hurricanes and all things weather made by man. Stay tuned. We'll see you in hour number 3.